Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Jimmy,
yeah.
Ooh.
Say woo.
Breaking
we
up.
Share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate,
and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
That's right, it's Mindful Monday, and you're waking up with Linda McShann. This show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration. We'd like to welcome in all of our listeners. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. From all over Japan, Sweden, United Kingdom, and many, many other places. We're going to be short and sweet today. Stephanie Haynes has left us some information, and Tiffany with an I will be on with us to give us some information about our magic, about energy, and how energy equals entrepreneurship, okay? It's all about the energy out there. We want you to use your passion. I was listening, according to Busta Rhymes at the BET event, he said how magic is by default. What does that mean? Use your passion, move with passion, demonstrate your passion, give love using passion, love each other, get the job done. Lead the new leaders. See, we got to take care of these babies out here. Look good and be an example. And I say, do not dictate, demonstrate the beauty of your skill and your power to bring them on through. You know, we have to be proud. We want you to be proud of you, what you have done. Acknowledge what you have done. Do more. Go higher. Strength is ability to get through stronger by acknowledging all with a happy attitude, a joyful spirit, and a determined resiliency about yourself. And with that, nothing can take you out. You have the abilities to get through. So I'm going to give you something to think about. You know, we go old school here. But it's always a message in the music, because music is medicine. We'd like to say it's Mindful Monday. Come on in and enjoy and relax. Right, we got to work together out here, and we cannot dictate to our youth. We must demonstrate the beauty of skill and the powers and elevate them and let them know. See, we have to make the youth understand it's just not about surviving, it's about thriving. And our topic this evening is energy equals entrepreneurship. Now, what does that mean? I'm going to wait for Tiffany with an eye to really give you a breakdown. But, you know, we are all energy out here, and we have to pay attention to what's up around us. We have to pay attention to our off and on balancing, because it's mind, body, and spirit that brings on that entrepreneurship, okay, because that takes a lot of work. You have to plan it. You just can't get up on a Monday and get it done by Friday. You have to know, as we mentioned on Friday, what you want, okay? And then you start throwing that spaghetti on that canvas and making turkey spaghetti soup or whatever you need to do. But it's going to take some concentration. But you also have to understand the energies of the universe and how they move. Keep in mind, we're all one, and we're all mirrors to one another. So I'm going to give you a little bit more of Maze, give you some more information, and I'll wait for Miss Tiffany to come on. So just sit back and relax, get your pencils and pads out, and we're just going to have a Mindful Monday, short and sweet. Play a little bit of that for you, because see, you have to keep people around you that can encourage and inspire you. Okay, you have to have persons that do not give you discouraging information when you're talking about entrepreneurship. See, everything is energy out there, and you have to take out time to understand your energy versus their energy, everything that's around you, so that you can stay focused and being focused allows you to make a vow to your mission. See, mission and vow are two different things. You have to make a vow. That way you can never, ever, ever be turned around. And sell your idea with passion. You see, it's all about mindset. When you change, it changes. I tell everyone, you have those naysayers out there, oh, well, we want to do this. Well, you know, so-and-so is already doing that. Uh-huh, that's great and fine. But my statement is always, if Bank of America worried about Wells Fargo already being here, but we wouldn't have but one bank. So you have to blow over that, move through that, and it takes a balanced mind, body, and soul in order to do it. You have to stay in tune with the energy that you carry and all the energies that are around you, and you can get to that point. And on that note, I see Ms. Tiffany I with us here. I see it. I strategize. I change it, and I complete it. That's going to give us some information. It is 9 for Monday. You know she loves Monday, and we love her to come on with us on Monday. Tiffany with an I, welcome in. How are you? Tiffany?
Oops, this, oh, I'm here.
I'm
so sorry. Thank you so much for having me. I am so happy about this Monday. This Monday has been a very unique one.
Okay.
I just got off of another show. And I was listening because I connected the two people, you know, this person to talk about their program and what they do in terms of finance.
Okay.
In the community, no doubt. And then I learned some different things that I didn't know about both individuals. So I was like, oh, my goodness, this is really phenomenal.
Okay.
And so then you mentioned like Wells Fargo, and it's all this energy that's connected to finance today. And I know that you put it out there with energy and entrepreneurship, and that's what they were kind of talking about on this other show, talking about when, you know, the children graduate from high school. You know, what is the next step? What do you want to do? How do you want to put that plan in motion? You know, you have to know that question that we spoke about on Friday. What do you want? And knowing what you want, then you have to create the plan on how to get there and realize that when you get out of school that, you know, you're going to be responsible for so many things and what that entails. Because, you know, when you graduate from school, when you're in college, they give you credit cards like nobody's business. So you can get a credit card like, you know, you could have 10. But you don't really realize what that means in terms of, like, spending and how to manage your money and how to budget and what to do. And so we were talking about that, and then we kind of, you know, well, they were talking about it. I was just listening. And I think, you know, on the lines of energy, and last Friday was the summer solstice. So summer solstices and equinox, those are really, really strong energetic days. So when we talk about planning, either planning, you know, what do you want to do? Do you want to go and work for a corporation? Do you want to work for yourself? What do those things entail? You have the energy to support you in creating those plans from, like, the summer solstice, the winter solstice, and then you have the fall equinox and the spring equinox. So when we look at energy, we have to understand that energy, we're all made up of energy. Everything is a vibration. Everything is made up of energy. So when you want to create, you have to look at the best times for creation, you know, then coupled with the new moons of the energy that it carries, when to release on a full moon. And when you understand the cycle and the energies of the universe, then life becomes a little bit more interesting. It gets fun. It gets easier. So then, you know, you can you know, if you want to be an entrepreneur, you can use those energies to create, you know, a business if that's what you want to do, you know, and, you know, create an LLC, create a corporation if that's what you want to do. Look at exactly what it is that you want to do. Maybe you don't want to have that many employees. Maybe you want to just do business as and have a sole proprietorship. Whatever that is, you know, whether it be you want to be an employee and get the knowledge and the expertise to own, you know, in 10 years, 15 years your own, you just have to know what it is you want to do so you can create it with the energy, because the energy plays a big role in how we move forward. And a lot of people don't realize that, and we're always told that certain things don't matter, but they do.
Mm-hmm.
They're telling you that it doesn't matter, but they're practicing something different. So when, you know, when people – and what is so amazing, and you know how you and I have talked about this, is that people are now awakening to the fact that they do have choices, that they can make better choices for themselves. Like if they don't want, you know, I'm not going, you know, if I want to go to work today, I go to work today. If I don't want to go to work today, I don't have to go to work. If I want to, you know, if I'm at a job, I'm going to put my all 100% from 9 to 5, and after 5 o'clock, you don't get any more energy from me. Because when you're going to a job, you're exchanging your energy. Your time is the energy you're exchanging to that company. So you don't need to expend, you don't need to extend any more energy if you don't want to, because your energy is allowing these people to have their business, right?
Yes.
So energy is so important, and money is energy. So it's like you're always spending energy. You're always putting, I would say you're always giving energy into something. But when we have these solstices and we have more energy and we have more of the universal support and backing, it just makes it so much better to create the things that we want. Because I know from the solstice what triggered me was the topic of last Friday. What do you want? I had to say, well, what do I want? You know, like I'm looking at everything and I'm like, do I want this? Or what do I really want? What really makes me happy? Because at the end of the day, that what makes me happy, that I'm passionate about, is going to bring me everything that I want. And it has already. But it'll bring me more abundance, it'll bring me more prosperity, it'll bring me more happiness, it'll bring me all the positives, right? So, yeah, so I love the fact that we were talking about energy, and we brought up energy as it equates to entrepreneurship, because, you know, it all goes hand in hand, you know, the energy that you expend, the energy that you give to something, you want to make sure that it is what you want. And if entrepreneurship is what you want, definitely. And I encourage everybody, most people, to be entrepreneurs. Now, I will say this. You should work for a company, definitely corporate America, for about 10 years to find out how to, you know, have your own company. Because I'll tell you, in corporate America, you know everything because you have to do everything. Yeah. No one is sitting there telling you what to do all the time. And you're not just doing one job. Sometimes you have to be the receptionist. Sometimes you might be the accountant. Sometimes you might have to, you know, fill in and be the executive assistant. So there's so many roles and so many things that you learn in corporate America to do that very thing that you want to do and own your own. I can't say that we're, you know, because I've been in private, all my careers are in, you know, private practice, if you will, instead of public. I have never worked for the state or a city or anything like that, but just understanding how corporate America has groomed me to be an entrepreneur, and it really, you know, you really do get that, you know, that knowledge and that expertise. But being an entrepreneur is so rewarding because you can establish what you want quicker. So if you want more time with your kids, if you want to vacation more, that's totally up to you and how you plan to do that. And sometimes I do take I have seminars that I'll teach on that every now and then. I'll get on a Zoom call and I'll teach about that, or I'll just say, well, if you're looking to do this, these are the 5 or 10 steps that you must do to start. So, but entrepreneurship, I think that's where a lot of people in today's society are actually going. And there's just so many things out there to do what
yes.
you want.
Yes. Well, I told them to get their pens and pencil out because, you know, Stephanie have you with writer's cramps, and you always leave us the food for thought. And I said put those pads out there because when you're getting ready to do anything, first of all, you have to decide what you want, as we talked about, okay? And then once you go there, do the research. But seek out mentors, persons that are there that you can ask questions to. Surround yourself with persons that inspire and empower you, okay? And you cannot allow defeat, and you cannot allow yourself to be discouraged. See, I always deal with, I'm not going to disappoint myself, okay? So it's a big inside job with me, you know, to actually find out. Now, you have many people out there that have a multitude of skills, okay, because they were in that corporate arena, because they work several, so sometimes that can be confusing, but once you narrow it down, you will find out that everything that you were doing was giving you the energy to make your pot of soup, okay, because mm-hmm. in the long run, it all ties in together. So you have to decide, you know, while you're, whatever you're doing, while you're taking apprenticeship, while you're working on those jobs, being an octopus, okay, because that's what goes down. But it's still your training camp. You're in training. It's like you're in the gym. You're getting exercising those brain muscles. You're learning how people do things. You're learning more about people. And as an entrepreneur, you have to be able to mix and blend with people. In most cases, some people can, like, sit over in the corner and work from their own room and work, depending on what the issue is. But you still have to be able to get out and sell yourself. You have to sell your idea. But that's where that passion comes in. Because if you're not passionate about it, guess nobody else is going to be passionate about it. So you really have to understand the choices. Decide what you want, and it doesn't matter how long it takes you to get it done. Make sure that when you step out there, it's done properly. You know, I like the idea that you were talking to the financial people that move out in the community. My children, I used to teach, we'd all go to the bank with our little $2, okay? And everybody had them an account, okay? They knew. And we'd write checks, and we'd understand about don't write the checks that don't have any money there, because that's going to create a consequences too. And all of that, when I was a child, as a young child, my grandfather, they would prop me up in a chair, and they would say, that the cash is check. He wanted us to use the money. And everyone in the market knew me, and they knew me as a child. They knew I knew that money. So when I got in high school, that was my first little job, was a cashier, okay? I didn't have a problem because they knew I knew that money. And they knew I was not afraid, and I would count, and I'd be there mindful when I was counting back so they wouldn't lose any. So all of those things are very, very important. I was young. I wouldn't show up all the time, and that was way before we had quiet kitten because I wanted to go to the football game on Saturday night. So usually they would have to replace me on Saturday because I didn't want to work in that store on a Saturday. But that's where I learned the skills and persons, and, you know, kindness will get you anything. And when you're counting and working with money, you have to be balanced and focused because you can't get in your way. And, you know, there's schemers out there. They prey on that. So you can't get upset when you're dealing with money and other people, your money and anybody else's, but definitely there. And it's very, like we talked about, Tiffany, things are not going to be done the way that they were done. We mentioned the finances and how the young adults cannot count. And if the register don't tell them how much change to get back, you might not get none back, okay, because they can't count it out to you. Those are things that we have to stop and look at. So it is very important that the finances going in the communities. You know, kids, they might not can read, but they know how to count from 1 to 10. They know how to count those dollar bills.
Absolutely.
Because
absolutely.
They know
and
how
you
to
know,
for, okay?
And what is so beautiful, it's like organizations like CUC that are out in the community and other organizations that are out there really teaching the kids, you know what I'm saying, and giving them
yes.
mentorship and giving them hope and encouragement and motivation and teaching them how to fish. Not just saying,
yes.
okay, here's the net and here's the line, just go fish. You have to teach people how to fish. And then once you teach them, you know, they're not going to come back. They'll be able to do their own. And then the essence of that is so beautiful. And what I'm also learning is, like, you know, the whole theme in the community with these the good organizations, I shall say. I'm not saying that everybody's bad, but the ones that are really doing the work, the motto is, what do we say all the time? oh, gosh. We teach each one. We learn and then
no,
we teach.
Each one, teach one. That's our
right,
motto.
There we
each
go.
One, teach one.
Each
so,
one. That is,
I'm gonna,
that,
yeah.
Mm-hmm, that is
back.
The same thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you reach back and you train the next one, and then the next one, and then the next one. And that's how it spreads. It spreads
mm-hmm.
from heart and mouth. And I can tell you what I love about young adults. They love to teach each other, you know. They love
mm-hmm.
to take that ring and they say, well, you know, we want to do a play. Okay, let's do a play. Write it out. Let me see what you're going to talk about. Oh, I think that's a great idea. You support them no matter what it is, but I do tell them one thing. Huh? Don't bring anything up in here that's going to get us in jail, okay? I'm going to back you 100%, but I'm not going to jail. So keep that in mind. Working with young adults, training them, letting them see, you know, and let them handle the reins. You just stand back in the corner because, you see, they're the ones that's doing all the work, and you can measure and gauge yourself because if they fail, guess who's the failure? You didn't do your job. So that's going to keep you on your toes, you know. And it just it makes for a great, I call it, which we carry them out on many in body, it's 100 people out there. And, you know, it's hard to get 100 people to do the same thing. But if those 100 persons have the same mindset and they have the same vow and they have the same mission, guess what? It's going to be a victory. So our thing here is each one teach one and many in body and one in mind. That means you could have a whole army troop out there. If they got the same mindset, it is no way that that is not going to be a successful accomplishment. It just it can't go any way. Now you might have to take a lot of pills and go to the therapist or whatever because you're dealing with all those personalities. That's a growth notch too, because they're no different than you. We're just mirrors of each other. The dialogue is important. The decisions are important. To do your research is important. To put that stuff down on paper and check it off. Do your checklist. You might have to restructure, redraw, rethink. But it is rewarding when you can get up and don't have to get up before 10. And it's really sad if you're going to an employee that you hate to go there. See, that's bad business, okay? And most employees don't understand that. If you got a happy crew, you got a good company. It's the culture of the
mm-hmm.
company and the temperament. I go in and do a temperament check. When I will not show up anywhere 2 minutes before I have to start my work. I have to go in there and feel it because you need to know what you're walking into. You have to
mm-hmm.
adjust your mindset because you're going in there to do a job. And
mm-hmm.
I'm with you. If you go to do a job, you do that job. If you don't want to do it, stay at home. Okay, because it makes you very unhappy. So I like the idea of your unique Monday, and it's so ironic. Seems like whenever we talk about things, we carry the kind of energy that sets everything off. But that's really what it's all about. you know, and they're teaching them the what and the how and how to manage. And now we're in this energy field. This is a serious energy field. We have to take out time. I say again, have your birth chart made. You need to know. It's very important. It might sound, some people say, oh, that's not it, and I know. No. The universe is very powerful. The energy is very powerful, and we're very powerful, and we're all one. So what does that tell you? It is the energy. That's why I said energy equals entrepreneurship, because you know it has to, the energy has to be right to get the job done. So that's how those topics came up. You say, well, when we talk about things, and the question that we asked Friday, what do you want? I'm glad it triggered you, because every other week I'm saying, do you really want this? Okay, I do a check. You have to do a check. Come in every day, journal. What did you do today? Make a list. Okay, what is on this list that you didn't like doing? Put that in another row. Okay, now, what on this list you felt that you could do better? Put that in another category and study it. You have to assess yourself every day, because we are energy and we can move accordingly to what's going on around us. It's real strange, but this is a powerful thing, because if persons read and if they pay attention and if they know, when you look at it, everything that charts up is happening. It's very strange. It's very strange. Oh, that's not important. Mm-hmm. It is important. What happened to you today? Oh, this person that you were trying to hear from for the last 2 months called you? Because this moon moving out here means that things that haven't been taken care of, okay, that are getting ready to get taken care of, okay? We can no longer push back. Okay, clear it up and move to the next level. Deal with the vibrations out there. And, you know, persons that whatever you do, whether you read the Bible, write in the sand, chant, or whatever, you're making effort out there. And keep in mind, we're all one. So instead of snapping off on the person that didn't come to correct with you, take a deep breath and say, you know what, I know everyone is really trying. They're really trying. So why should I get so upset? But you have to go back to those people, and you have to get it clear. You have to have dialogue with them. You have to have dialogue. You know, if they did something incorrectly and it was not the best thing to do, you just don't say that won't work, or you go back and you show them the reason why it won't work, you know. So it takes work. But if you're going to go into entrepreneurship, you're going to get all kind of customers. All kinds.
Oh,
okay?
Absolutely. And absolutely. Oh, and the one, and the thing that I really liked about this organization is that he has a mobile school that he goes into the community, and it seats probably like 10 or 15. 10
yes.
comfortably, 15 people are kind of, you know, elbow to elbow, but if he opens it up, you know, the back doors, I guess, to the truck, if you will, then, you know, he can have more people. But he talks about that, and if you want to be an entrepreneur, what the differences between an LLC, an S-Corp, and a C-Corporation, money that you know you'll need to start, and think about, you know, what you want to do, like what kind of business you want, and then really taking the young people through the steps so that they have an idea of the responsibility and commitment that it takes to do some of these things. And like he was saying, you know, when you look at your butt, if you get paid once a month, then if you spend everything up in the first 15 days, you don't have anything for the rest until you get paid again. So you have to know how to budget for each. Sometimes that might mean you don't get your nails done, or you might not be able to get your, you know, your hair done for that month. But sometimes those are that's required to make things happen for you and what you desire to have. So it doesn't mean that you can't have your nails done or you can't have your nails polished. Sometimes you might want to go to Target or some retail CVS or something and get some press-on nails. And then
that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, if you can't spend $100 or $50 or whatever, you just spend $10 and get, and the glue comes with it, and put your nails on, and then you can, you know, it'll carry you through for about a week if you can't go. So you start to become creative, and the more creative you can get, the better the better your opportunities are going to be, because you're going to realize that there's more opportunity out there than just doing the way that you've been used to or accustomed to doing things. It doesn't always have to be done the same way. You can still create the same, you can create it a different way. You can have the what you want, but just create it differently. So,
It's like, that's what I always say. We have to learn and relearn. See, some of the things that we were taught or things that we were not taught, it's a new day. And so whatever that stuff is that you learned that was incorrect, now we're in the phase of relearning, okay? And that's where you go through a discovery path, because when you're relearning, not only are you relearning things that are on the outside, exterior, you're learning about you, because nothing stays the same. Everything changes from moment to moment. It's always changing. But when you are in that learning to relearn, everything it begins to make sense. You know, like I enjoyed that, what do you want? Because that's a serious question. And most people, as we stated on Friday, don't know what they want. So this gentleman that's with the mobile financial that's going around, not only is he opening up the lives of what do you want, he's sharing with you the steps and the process to go to get it, okay? And that's very important. So I will speak with you more about what he's doing. And I love mobile things. I love things that go to the children, because all of them can't get to you. So you go to them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they can't get to you. So you go to them. When I was, I love to make presentations, and in the business sector, we had to come up with businesses, and I had a rolling theater, okay? Because all the children can't come to Hollywood, but I can go to them. And that theater carried everything. And it was like, I don't know, persons that aren't into music, but John Lennon's bus, it's only two buses, and it tours all around the country. And once you get on that bus, everything that you need is there, you know, studio for the kids to make their demos and stuff. It was a wonderful thing. So I saw the model of my theater off of John Lennon, and we called it Star Bus, okay, and we rolled, okay? But it was for a class. It wasn't happening. But when I finished, everybody thought the bus was rolling down the highway. They was trying to jump on the bus. I said, well, we can make it happen, okay? We can make it. But it took some, you know, I said, yeah, we can make it happen. It took some planning. And especially when you're going in presentation mode, you have to have everything flowing, okay? I love to talk about it, but I had a lot of passion. See, you can't do anything unless you have passion to do it, because you're going to run into so many bumps in the road, and you have to take many, many detours. But if your passion is there and you have a determination to make it work, it's going to work. And if you understand the energy that it takes and how energy equals entrepreneurship, it'll work a little bit better for you, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Oh, Tiffany with an I see it, I strategize it, I change it, and I complete it. We don't wrap it up. We went over, we were supposed to be short and sweet, but we kind of extended it out because it got real good. Now, you know, I don't like to stop you here, but we're going to come back up with what we have to do. And I want everyone, I don't say, people like to read their horoscope, whatever, that's entertainment. But have your birth chart done. Invest in yourself. And once you have that done, you're going to learn a whole lot about you. You're going to spend for it. because, you know, it's a skill. So, and if you have an opportunity, you'll get someone that can help you read it and make sure the person is giving you to it or giving and know what they're doing. So, you know, be ready to put investment out there. And then 3 days is over with, and, you know, the volunteering days is over with, which young adults have to get out there and mix and volunteer because that's part of your learning grid, okay? But, yeah, get someone that you can barter with, that know what they're doing. Seek around, do the research, ask the questions. Make sure they know because you're on a mission. And in order to complete that mission, you have to make a vow. That's two different things, okay? It's two different things. A vow is real serious, okay? That vow is when, you know, my favorite quote is when you do not allow those eight winds to blow you around and you don't allow prosperity, decline, disgrace, honor, praise, censure, suffering, or pleasure stop you from going to your keeping that vow. And once your mindset is set into that, and, you know, you just go about your business. It's no rush. It's no rush, okay? Because everything is based on time. And once that energy is set right and you set right and your mind is set right, it's a go. So all I'm putting it out there is to say, hey, let's keep thinking about the entrepreneurship. Let's pay attention to the energy. And for us adults out here, we cannot dictate to our youth. We have to demonstrate. And hats off to the man with the rolling financial bus. Okay, I would love to meet him. I would love to talk with him.
Oh, absolutely.
Exactly.
Oh, he is, he's such a wonderful person. And, you know, as you and I do, we have our commitments to the community, and then we have our salaried events or our paid events that we do. So he does a lot of speaking events and also gives back to the community. But I just love what he's all about and
okay.
his love to pour back into the community. And just like you, I mean, it's just beautiful. So maybe I'll have him come on the show one day if that's okay with you.
We'll talk
know.
About it. Yeah,
we'll talk about it.
I like information that moves around. I like that mobile stuff. Like I said, we had Starbucks out there, and Starbucks was rolling, wasn't even here. Everybody was trying to get a ticket on Starbucks. I said, well, it's not here, but, you know, we can make it happen, okay? But because a lot of things, the children cannot get to you. But there's no reason why you can't get to them, okay?
Right.
There's no reason. Mm-hmm. And there's roads and paths and the skateboards, like when we go into the purpose, you know, there's many things rolling out there on that road. So you just get your travel of choice and keep them rolling, but direct them toward the youth, okay? And do not dictate, demonstrate. So in order to demonstrate, you have to keep yourself balanced. And so tomorrow we'll have a refresher, Tele Tuesday. I will come on back with that reminder, that chakra number one. That's that root chakra. See, you got to keep your body in balance, okay? We're not doctors over here. We're not scientists over here. But we're about that health and wellness. And we do know that body, mind, and spirit makes everything go. And all of those things have to be in alignment. So I'm going to give a refresher on the chakras. And on that note, Tiffany with an eye, I'm going to close it out with Mr. Tank. Give him a reminder song. We appreciate you. We love you. It is Mind for Monday. And guess what? We went a little bit past short and sweet. Okay, but we can go long. We can do it. We can go 23 hours, you know. We can go long, but I like to, Monday is always the beginning of the week, and people are just, you know, starting their week off from lovely weekends and trying to get their mind together. That's why Mind for Monday is here. We're going to give you something to think about. We want you to T-H-I-N-K every minute of the day, okay? Keep those blood cells moving through your brain. Okay, wake up, stay woke, stay kind, but more so, stay aware of you and understand that it's an inside job, and change your mindset and everything will change. Stephanie, we're going to take you out. Tiffany, we love you. And Stephanie will be with us tomorrow night. So I will speak with you later, okay? Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll talk about that young man because I like anything that's moving to the children, okay?
I never thought the sun would shine my way. All I've known is empty promises and pain. I need a way out, some type of escape. So I take refuge in this place. Even though the road to glory seems long, the fire in me could win a marathon. See, there is nothing you can't overcome. If you dream, then you can do anything.
Don't let them break.
Let us slip away,
'cause all they gotta do.
Even
song was singing. Why did you say it? You hold the key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on the master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do.
Collaborate. They want it. We give, showing others how to live.